Hey guys, this is Fresh Who That Channel out of Houston, Texas, and I'm an eclectic comic about seemingly paradoxical things. What does that mean anyways? It just means that I'm happy, pampered, and determined to do it big in every facet of life. And today I'm super excited to talk to you about faith. And really, when I'm talking about faith, this topic came up when we were talking about fear. Like, let's talk a little bit about fear. And I said, it's really hard for me to talk about fear because I don't major in fear. I don't focus on the things that make me afraid. And when I say that, take that literally, because there are a lot of things that people are just afraid of. I mean, people are just afraid of things. Naturally, I'm afraid of lizards and frogs and different things of that nature. But I don't live my entire life thinking, oh, there may be a frog, you know, crossing the street, or there may be a lizard or something. So I focus on my faith. I focus on the things that I believe about God. I focus on the things that I believe about myself. I focus on the things that I believe about my future. Thus, those are the things, and people like to say the law of attraction. And sometimes I just really hate to use the word attract, because when you start talking about the laws of attraction, it almost disarms your beliefs about God. So I believe that if there are laws, then there are spiritual laws. And the spiritual laws that you experience are, he'll keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on him. It's almost like a prerequisite. If you focus on God, if you focus on your faith, then you receive perfect peace. Well, what is perfect peace? It is the ability to maneuver through this world without the anxieties or the fretfulness or the fear that things are not going to work in your favor. And so he'll keep you in perfect peace for those that keep their mind stayed on him. And then it says that he will give you peace that the world doesn't understand. He will give you peace that you don't understand. It surpasses the understanding of mankind. How come you're as calm as you are while you're going through what you're going through? And that is because your faith, what you simply believe about God, what you simply believe about your life, what you simply believe about your business, what you simply believe about your children, your marriage, your relationships, is going to come to pass, and it will be in your favor. How do I know that? Because he said, I come that you might have life, and that you might have life more abundantly. Abundantly, this would have been a horrible, horrible scripture to stand on. It had been a horrible law or spiritual law to possess if this abundantly was changed to money. You know, I come that you might have life and have life more abundantly because you have a lot of money, or I come that you might have money, or that you might be rich. But he didn't say that. He said that I come that you might have life, and that this life that you live it more abundantly, that you live in the abundance of peace and of virtue and of integrity and character, and that do good attitude and servitude, humility, that you may have life more abundantly, that it might be fulfilling and overflowing, so that your life is so much more to others than it could ever be to yourself, that you are impactful in this world. And many of you guys know that there are a lot of names that if they said them right now, they have impacted millions of people. I come that you might have life, and that you might have life more abundantly. Something that is greater than you is on the inside. You have just got to release it. All right, this is Portia. Want to know a little bit more about me and what I do? Please visit me online at www.portiachantler.com. I'd love to hear from you. Take care.